We turn now to a story from the borderlands between California and Mexico. Kumeyaay was once the main language spoken in San Diego County in Baja California. But up to 90% of the Kumeyaay population died soon after Europeans colonized the area. Now, there are fewer than 100 fluent speakers left, and all but a handful of them live south of the border. KPBS reporter Jill Replogo met some of them and brought back this story of efforts to preserve an endangered language.
It's a wildly windy day outside the home of Norma Mesa Calles in the Kumeyaay community Juntas de Neji, about an hour south of Tecate. Norma watches as her six-year-old grandson, Matt, cracks open acorns. She gives him pointers in her native tongue. Matt is Norma's hope for keeping the Kumeyaay language and culture alive. Speaking in Spanish in her tiny kitchen, Norma says she's putting all of her efforts into teaching this grandson to speak fluent Kumeyaay. I want to make up for not teaching my own kids to speak Kumeyaay, she says. Norma's home language school is one small contribution to a weighty task, keeping the language from going the way of thousands of other minority languages, that is, extinct.
Out of 6,000 approximate languages that are spoken in the world, only about 100 of them are really safe right now. And those are big languages like Spanish and English and Russian and Chinese.
Margaret Field is a linguist at San Diego State University. She says the Kumeyaay language has fared better south of the border than north because of differences in education policy.
There's a long history of American Indian people being forced to go to boarding school where they were actively, their languages were repressed, their languages and cultures were repressed, and they were taught to be ashamed of their language. That didn't happen in Mexico. Instead, what happened is people either didn't go to school or they went to school for just a little while.
That's the case with Norma Mesa Calles and her three sisters. They only went to school for a few years as children. Norma says she didn't learn Spanish until she was 13. Now, as adults, the sisters have a rare expertise in their endangered language and culture.
Hola. Hola.
Margaret Field greets Norma and two of her sisters at the Kumeyaay Museum in Tecate. They've been meeting regularly for the past 5 years to record and document the language. One of the main outcomes will be a dictionary of all five dialects of Kumeyaay spoken in Baja California. It's a painstakingly slow process. Today they're going over just a few sentences of a Kumeyaay creation story that the sisters recorded.
I can highlight a phrase at a time or even a word at a time and play it over and over again. And we try to very exactly write down in Kumeyaay each word in each sentence in the story. And then after we get done with that, we go through and translate it.
Back in the Kumeyaay communities of Baja, the real work of keeping the language alive takes place. Norma has a hard time getting her grandson, Matt, to say a few words in Kumeyaay to the visiting journalists, but he is willing to sing a traditional song. We really started at zero, Norma says, because our grandkids didn't even know they were Kumeyaay. At school, people called them Indians, and they think, oh, I must be from Oaxaca. Now they know, and they're proud to be Kumeyaay. If Norma succeeds in making her grandson a fluent speaker of his ancestral language, it'll then be his turn to keep the language alive and eventually to pass it on to his own children. That, at least, is his grandmother's hope. In San Diego, I'm Jill Replogle.
This story comes to us from the Fronteras Changing America Desk, a regional news collaboration between Nevada Public Radio and five other public radio stations across the American Southwest.